Chilean rescue teams have worked frantically to reach people trapped in buildings that collapsed when the 8.8 magnitude quake caused the ground to convulse for more than a minute. Jolted by a barrage of aftershocks, some as strong as 6.9 magnitude, many Chileans are staying out of their homes and sleeping outdoors. One woman said she and her family do not want to be inside and that they only go indoors to use the bathroom. She said it is safer outdoors. More than a million homes and buildings are thought to have been damaged by the quake, which struck near Chile's second largest city, Concepcion. The tremor affected vast swaths of territory and was felt in neighboring Argentina. Chilean emergency officials predict the death toll will rise further as recovery teams continue their grim tasks. Already shaken by the earthquake, some Chilean seaside communities were later battered by tidal waves. In the coastal town of Constitución, many families lost everything. One man said a wave 10 meters high destroyed his house, his mother's house, and his aunt's house. But the rest of the Pacific region appears to have been spared from devastating tsunamis. In Japan, coastal residents who evacuated in panic Saturday have returned to their homes. This woman expressed eagerness to go home, saying that any waves are unlikely to be high and that she is relieved. Meanwhile, dozens of nations and international groups have mobilized to provide aid to Chile, whose president, Michelle Bachelet, declared a state of catastrophe. Japanese Prime Minister Yukio Hatoyama. The Prime Minister said he has ordered reconstruction aid and other forms of support, which will be provided as soon as Chile requests assistance. An overwhelmingly Catholic nation, Chile was on the mind of Pope Benedict XVI Sunday. The pontiff said his thoughts go to Chile and the population hit by the earthquake. He said he prays for the victims and all those affected by the calamity. Chile experiences frequent seismic activity, but Saturday's quake was the strongest in decades. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.